Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody and welcome back. Episode 83, Patrick here of CJ Evolution. Thank you for tuning in to my podcast. The downloads keep coming. And I love it. That tells me you're liking the podcast. I sure do appreciate it. Thank you for sharing it with family and friends. 83 episodes. It's amazing. And we just keep plugging along. Thank you for tuning in. I hope everybody is being safe, whatever you're doing, wherever you're at tonight. I wanted to talk a little bit about FTO programs. And the reason why I wanted to talk a little bit about this topic is because I got an email from a former student of mine who was testing or is testing with an agency here in Colorado, and he was asking me what should he expect from an FTO program should he get hired on with the agency. And for those of you who don't know what an FTO program is, it stands for Field Training Officer Program, and because we do have listeners that you don't know what an FTO program is or what an FTO FTO is. So a field training officer is an officer that helps train the cadet or recruit, the new officer. And usually the new officer bounces from FTOs. Depending on what program the particular agency uses, some departments use different FTO programs. For example, the San Jose model. Other programs or other departments might use different programs. But the whole purpose of an FTO program is to kind of train the new officer the best they can in order for that officer to operate as a solo officer out on the street. It's a nonstop learning process. You're not going to learn everything in an FTO program, but the purpose is to take a little bit from your FTO, usually four FTOs, maybe sometimes five. That new officer, the purpose of an FTO program is to take a little bit from whatever FTO that is teaching them at the time and kind of mold it into something of their own when they're out there on the street by themselves. And I say by themselves is because a lot of departments, some people don't know this, a lot of departments operate one man or one female cars, meaning they don't have officers doubled up in patrol cars. They do maybe in bigger cities like LA or NYPD or Dallas, but the majority of departments out there operate one officer cars. And the reason is because if you have two officers in two different cars, they can cover more ground. Right? And it's just more cost effective. Now, obviously, you know, you only have one officer in a car, so there might be a safety issue in that regards. But nevertheless, an FTO program is an integral part of an officer's life. That is the first exposure he or she gets to police work. It is very, very important that the department chooses the right people to become field training officers. The last thing a department wants to do is put somebody in an FTO role, because a lot of new officers are younger officers. They're very impressionable. They're gonna pick up those habits or those beliefs sometimes of their FTO. So if you have a negative FTO out there, somebody who's, you know, constantly talking bad about their department and complaining, there's a good chance that's gonna rub off on the trainee. And that's what we don't want in our profession. Unfortunately, it happens sometimes, but we don't want that. It's not good for the department. So I wanted to come on and talk about, because this particular former student of mine, he was a former student, and now he's applying for a department, wanted to know what he could expect. And it was a great question. And so I shot him off some of my advice, just a couple things, you know, that I'll share with you. And hopefully it's good advice. So the first thing I told him is, don't be a know-it-all. The last thing an FTO wants to hear is somebody who thinks they know it all. And you might very well may know it all. just don't come across as a know-it-all. Many rookies or new officers, you know, prior to becoming police officers, have had some job experience, you know, related to the field of law enforcement, maybe corrections, maybe military police or military assignments, correctional officers, or people, you know, members of their family who are cops. You know, again, one of the challenging things for a lot of FTO is to have somebody, a brand new officer, that thinks he or she knows everything. So The last thing, number one, that you should do is to go into an FTO program thinking you know it all or pretending you know it all, because there's a lot you don't know. So just be humble. Don't come across as being that person who knows it all, because trust me, it'll get around. And a lot of FTOs will put you in your place pretty quick. So that's number one. Failure two is fail to ask questions. Look, you don't know everything. Hell, I don't know everything. I still ask questions after 20 years of being on the job. That is a sign of learning, right? Don't not ask questions, especially through a field training officer program. This is the time to learn. And the FTOs are the best teachers because they're experienced officers. New officers are sometimes, you know, tempted to impress their FTOs by trying to do too much too fast. Slow down. Patience is critical, and recognizing that it is acceptable and expected to ask questions. Again, that's how you learn. So number three, disrespect for the police hierarchy. Remember, there's a hierarchy, folks. All right? We have, you know, rank structure. We have senior officers. We have brand new officers. If you're a new officer, you're a brand new officer. Respect that police hierarchy. Field training officers are representative of the many types of police officers who have different policing styles. Areas of focus could include paperwork, report writing, you know, traffic enforcement, community relationships, or drug enforcement. Anyone who's been through a field training program has had the experience of working with different types of FTOs. Okay, that's just the way it is. You know, invariably, a rookie will get paired with an FTO whose style they don't like or don't feel is the right way to be a cop. The best departments out there are comprised of great variety of officers who different styles of policing. So keep that in mind. Either way, you want to respect that hierarchy of the organization. Number four, misunderstanding the job. Just because you watch Cops or, you know, whatever, CSI, you know, a lot of people out there think that every call, the only thing cops do is drive fast, kick in doors. And we've talked about this on the podcast before. That is a very, very small percentage of what law enforcement officers do on a daily basis. Policing is misrepresented by the mainstream media, movies, and Hollywood. This impacts the average citizen's expectation of police, but also could impact new officers and their expectations of what it's like to be a police officer. It's a challenging, long process to become a cop. It always cracks me up. You know, I teach many students, and, you know, I'm not trying to come down on them, but it always cracks me up. You go around the room, what do they want to do? Well, they want to be CSIs. They want to be detectives. And why is that? Well, part of it is because they've done their research, but another part of it is because the things they've watched in movies and television shows. And it always amazes me when I ask, you know, especially the ones who want to be detectives. I always ask them, how many detective postings do you see, like, on Monster or Career Builder. Zero, because you have to start at the bottom. Everybody wants to be a homicide detective because they see it's so glamorous. You know, they're working all these, you know, just glamorous, because that's the way the movies or television shows make it. That is not realistic. What is it? Like a third of every show out there is like cop related. And it's entertainment, but it's also a lot of times not reality. Before joining the sometimes long and frustrated journey towards a policing career, you know, it is wise to do everything possible to figure out what really is it like to become a cop. Do your research. We have had officers that, you know, believe it or not, have gone through the academy and have started an FTO program and quit because they didn't. It turned out to be exactly opposite of what they thought it was going to be, which is amazing to me. Do your homework. So number four, number five, lack of respect and professionalism. Being a police officer, it's extremely dangerous and it's a serious job. People's lives will literally come and go in front of an officer's eyes, and recognition of the seriousness of this duty is imperative. New officers who come to work with, you know, a cup of coffee in their hand, a sloppy uniform, you know, convey an inappropriate attitude as a new officer. So if you're doing that as a new cop, be prepared to get your butt ripped and get prepared for your FTO to rip into you and say this is unacceptable. New officers who show up to work in this state will often receive, you know, poor marks or evaluations in their DORs, which is a daily observation report. You will be graded, folks, for those of you who don't know, on every day you're on FTO. Not only your appearance, but your attitude of the job. So number six, your inability to move beyond mistakes. People, you're going to make mistakes. Seasoned officers make mistakes. It's just part of life. Mistakes will be made. I've been with trainees that they just get so bummed out when they make mistakes. Thankfully, I've never been with a rookie who's made a life and death mistake, but they make mistakes, and you just got to move beyond that. You're going to have bad days and good days on an FTO program. Learn from the bad days. You know, learn from them and move on. Again, move on. Don't linger on them. Talked a little bit about it, so my number seven for me would be, you know, not preparing for the job. You know, just watching television and movies and say, that's what the cops do. They drive around fast all day and kick in doors. I want to do that job. But they don't take into consideration many, many different facets of becoming a good police officer. One of them is paperwork and report writing. You ever notice on movies and television shows, they show all the glamorous stuff, but they don't show what consumes most of our day, and that is documentation, i.e. report writing. And a lot of new people struggle with this part of the job. For everything that happens out on the street, folks, there is often an associated piece of paperwork or a required entry into a computer system or an RMS system or report management system. You have to be able to complete your reports in a timely manner. So all you new officers out there, people that are embarking onto or into an FTO program, use your time management well. And it might take you a while, but time management is critical. Do not let all the reports, I mean, you do whatever your FTO is telling you to do. But if you have an option, get into the police department or substation or in your car and start working on your reports. Now, remember, if you're going to do it in your car, watch out for officer safety. And a common problem with a lot of new officers is poor report writing, or even poor penmanship when they're writing. I struggled with that for years. Ask the people I work with. And there are so many other things that we can talk about, you know, when it comes to an FTO program. But one of the big things that I just remembered too is having that attitude, that can-do attitude. That positive attitude, it is so important to come to work every day with that positive attitude. Folks, we see enough negativity in this job, and you are going to have bad days, and you're going to be down some days, but you have so much to be thankful for. You're in the greatest profession in the world, at least I think. So relish in that. Very few people out there get to do what you do as a police officer, to serve, to wear the uniform, wear the badge. Very few people get that opportunity, folks. Remember that. So be happy. Come to work. Be prepared to learn. Be prepared to make mistakes, but be prepared to move on from them. Greatest show on earth, folks. So for those of you starting an FTO program, congratulations. Day by day, folks. Come to work, be happy, be prepared to learn. You're going to do great. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and sign off, friends. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of CJ Evolution. You can go over to my website at cjevolution.net. You can see all the episodes there that are uploaded onto the website. You can also connect onto iTunes and rate and review my podcast if you get a chance. I sure would appreciate it. Again, we're going to have some great guests coming on in the near future. I know we haven't had any guests on the last couple shows, but trust me, folks, they're coming. I promise you. So take care, everybody, and be safe. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast, and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.